Chapter 1. There's no business like show business. A growing number of Christians these days have stars in their eyes, either because they spend too much time watching the current crop of celebrities on television and the silver screen, or because they have visions of receiving their own star on the Hollywood Boulevard for producing some great movie or television programme that will communicate the truth. 40 years ago, there was a suspicion of the entertainment industry in the church. Now, there is a keen interest in the industry, and a surprising number of people in my audience approach me after my lectures or sermons to share their desire to make movies, or the story of a family member who has gone to Hollywood in search of fame and fortune. The church has discovered Hollywood. Perhaps more importantly, Hollywood has discovered the church. As a result, the major movie studios today hire Christian publicists to market movies to the 135 million to 165 million people who go to church every week. These same studios write Bible study materials to complement particular movies for church use. Considering that the average movie audience per week is only about 27 million people, the church attending demographic comparatively forms the largest potential audience in the United States. Appealing to the Christian demographic has the potential to bring studios blockbuster earnings, defined as box office sales over $100 million. Some examples include The Blind Side, The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, Lord of the Rings and The Passion of the Christ. Of course, not all the movies being marketed to the church are theologically or morally sound, but at least the church is being pursued. There are many good movies that deserve the support of the Christian community, but it is up to the church to be discerning and make wise decisions by promoting the good and rejecting the bad.